I'm Dee McClung. This is Archer Monologues. I just want to say a few words about something that's been on my mind lately. For one thing, I want to be clear on my conclusions in regards to the U.S. government and its crimes against humanity, its acts of terrorism against Americans and the world. I realize that many people in America believe things that are simply not true. They believe lies that the government tells them. They believe lies and certainly accept misinformation that is given to them by their fellow Americans. The internet is packed with people with opinions. They seem to have no trouble expressing their opinions in rude and crude fashion. I certainly am not politically correct. Never been, never will be. But I want to say this about the U.S. military and the people who have participated in that organization in the past, in the recent past. I would go back so far as to include the Vietnam War of Aggression against those people, the slaughter of the Vietnamese people and their neighbors by the United States government. What I'm speaking to you now, what I'm saying, what I'm telling you, is common knowledge. It's an evaluation, it's an assessment of historical facts, documented facts, and sound, rational, logical thinking. I can't imagine, I can't fathom anyone not understanding the obvious and the truth of the matter in regards to what I'm about to take. Like I said, I realize that there are people who will disagree with what I'm about to say. They will see it differently. And they will become angry at me for having the audacity to tell them the truth. It bothers me considerably. I do not enjoy pointing out people's shortcomings and their misthinking about the world. But the truth of the matter is, many Americans live in denial. They absolutely refuse to acknowledge the facts. Even when the facts are presented, even when the facts are proven to be true, even when there's documentations to back it up, and there is plenty of documentation, there's plenty of evidence to support my conclusions. And I'm quick to tell you that I do not often express my opinions. And what I'm about to tell you now is not my opinion. I use a process called critical analytic observation. I also use a calculated, logical process of determining a sound, valid, logical, factual conclusion. We know what an opinion is. Many people will refuse to acknowledge that because they seem to have some problems understanding English. I find that very distressing that most Americans do not understand English. They can either read it and understand it, they can not very often write it properly. But before I tell you anything more about that, let me get to the point. The U.S. military, the strong arm thuggery of the United States government, and to some extent state and local governments, is engaged in acts of terror around the world and in America. The United States government commits acts of terror against its own people, has done so for decades, and it is common knowledge. In spite of the fact that many people in America live in denial and refuse to acknowledge the facts. So here's the deal. Here's the thing. It is my belief, based on my observations and on my calculated logical process of thinking, if you participated in the United States military in recent years, and you participated in the crime against humanity known as the invasion and destruction of various countries in the Middle East and so on, Afghanistan, Pakistan, to a lesser degree Pakistan, of course, Iraq, so on. You've committed a crime. If you're a soldier in the U.S. military, and you participated in any of that criminal acts against humanity in Iraq and Afghanistan, in a direct way, like being a bomber or a sniper or a drone operator, that's being used against people in foreign countries, a criminal act by the U.S. government. If you participated in that, you are just as guilty of crimes against humanity, acts of terrorism, and criminality as the President of the United States. You are just as guilty if you fund the U.S. military by way of congressional budgets, by that I mean senators who pass legislation to fund the U.S. military for these criminal acts. If you participated, if you supported it, if you funded it, if you voted in favor of any of these criminal acts, such as the Patriot Act, or voted to fund and support the criminal acts of invading foreign countries such as Iraq, Afghanistan, the blockade or sanctions against Iran at this time, you are a traitor. And I use the word traitor as defined to be a betrayer. You have betrayed the Constitution. You have betrayed international law. You have betrayed the freedom of the American people. You have betrayed humanity. You have committed treason against the Constitution that if you're a government official or a soldier in the United States military, you took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, you violated that oath, you are guilty of treason. Now, it hurts me, pains me to say this about my fellow Americans, but the truth is the truth. Not my truth, universal truth. Not my logic, there's only one logic. Correct, valid logic. Any other logic is not logic. The calculations that one uses to think things through logically and come to a logical, sound, valid, rational conclusion are not variable. Logical thinking, I give you an example. Count from 1 to 10. Any sane, intelligent, rational person, and I'm guessing if you're over the age of 6, you can count to 10. Guess I'll have to do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you can do that, you've got a minimal intellect. You should be able to use math to think logically. Logic is simply an application of mathematical formula, a process of thinking that fits that formula, that equation. 2 plus 2 equals 4. It always equals 4. Well, we're talking about in the regular mathematical process. Someone could argue that 2 and 2 doesn't always equal 4 in some system of mathematical process. But for us, everyday sane people, with a minimum of enlightenment or education, we understand the concept that 2 plus 2 equals 4. It just does. To argue with that is just absurd. We accept certain realities, certain facts, certain truths. We don't question them too much, I would think. Although a lot of people question it and argue with me over it, often. 2 plus 2 equals 4. Logical, mathematical equation. Take the elements, you do the function of the equation, you come up with a conclusion or an answer to the question. How much is 2 and 2? The answer is 4. It is 4. Not debatable. A lot of people argue with me about things like that. They say, that's your opinion, or that's your facts. Well, that's your logic. And that's just absurd. And I am, shall we say, mildly offended by people who present that argument, that false argument. It's just ridiculous. For one thing, an opinion is a personal biased, a matter of personal biases. Personal biases create opinions. I give an example of an opinion. It is my opinion, based on my biased preferences, my personal tastes in food. It's my opinion that cooked spinach is yucky. Now that's a sophisticated word, yucky. But it's an opinionated word. Yucky. You may not agree that cooked spinach is yucky. You may not find it disgusting. You may not even consider it slimy. But my opinion is, it is slimy, it is disgusting, and it's yucky. And, you know, I'm not putting that in my mouth. It's not gonna happen. That's my opinion. You may like cooked spinach. You may think it's very tasty. You may enjoy eating it. That's your right. And in that case, I would assume your opinion is that it's not yucky. The facts of the matter is, anyone who's ever seen cooked spinach or smelled it would probably have to suggest, at least on some level of consciousness, that it's slimy. That may not be the correct word to suit your description of it, but I don't think there's too much question about that. We know what the word slimy means. I think that applies to cooked spinach. Alright. So, an opinion. It's my opinion that chocolate ice cream is better than vanilla ice cream. Based on my preferences. Personal preferences. And to be honest with you, I don't think my opinions on such things, my personal preferences, like what I like to eat and what I think about certain kinds of foods, or it applies in various aspects of my personal life. I don't like cold weather. My opinion is that cold weather is quite uncomfortable. I prefer warm weather. The fact that I live in a climate that changes, like in West Virginia where I live, we get quite cold, uncomfortable, sloppy, snowy weather in the wintertime. Not particularly comfortable with that. I don't think that we need to, like, do away with winter. I had to say it that way. It's like, oh yeah, as if we can. No, I'm afraid we can't do away with the seasons. I think we're stuck with that, at least for the foreseeable future. I certainly could exercise the option of moving to a warmer climate, such as Florida. I like Florida. I enjoyed my visits to Florida, except for the first time I went down there, it was rather cold for that. For my taste, and it was rather cool for even the people in Florida. Thought it was a little bit, shall we say, inappropriate for that area. 60 degrees for a high in Florida in that particular time I was down there, the first time. I didn't know I had to take my earmuffs and my mittens with me, so I didn't, and I froze. But an opinion, a personal preference, a matter of personal taste, based on biases. However, the sky is up. And I know someone will come along and say, yeah, but if you're standing on your head, it's down. No, it's still up. That way, pointing towards the sky, up. That's a relative truth. If you're standing in a space, if you're on a spaceship in outer space, somewhere between here and Mars, up is relative to where you're standing, like in your spaceship. So when you have gravity, artificial gravity in your spaceship, you could point to the ceiling of your spaceship and say that's up, even though relative to the moon, you know, your ship might be upside down. Relativity is important. The law of relativity is important too. Anyway, that's another story. So what I'm saying to you about this opinion thing is, I don't express my opinions often. What the heck does it matter to you whether I like that I my opinion of chocolate ice cream or bell-bottom pants? Ah, I remember those. and so forth. So, it is not my opinion that the United States government has committed crimes against humanity. That's just historical, documented fact. It's not debatable. No rational, intelligent, halfway logical human being would argue that point. That's just the truth. Proven. Beyond a doubt. The fact of the matter is, the United States government has invaded Afghanistan. Pretty much. Well, caused a great deal of damage to that country's infrastructure and murdered a lot of people. The United States government has, in fact, invaded Iraq, a crime under international law, and pretty much a crime in federal United States law. The United States government, its military, has invaded Iraq, has gone to that country, and many American soldiers have murdered those people. This is not debatable. They have murdered men, women, children, civilians. And a lot of the soldiers of those countries, shall we call them the defenders of their home, have been labeled nasty things. They're called terrorists, they're called insurgents, they're called enemy combatants, and all kinds of stupid names. Now it's their country, they have a right to defend it. We've gone there, well not we, I haven't, and I'm not, and I never will. I didn't go to Vietnam for the same reason. It was a criminal act, and I wasn't going to obey a criminal law, or obey a criminal order, an unlawful order. I didn't go, and I'm proud of that. I wish a lot more Americans were proud of the fact that they didn't go, refused to go, refused to participate in that crime against humanity, the murder of over a million Vietnamese. Murder. And even though you may call it self-defense, while you're standing in the ground, on the ground in Vietnam with a gun, and you know Vietnamese are shooting at you, then yeah, they're defending their country, you're invading their country, you're guilty of that crime. They have every right to shoot you. You go there, you go there with criminal intent, you go there to cause harm to people, to hurt, murder, slaughter, commit genocide against another people, another country. Sorry, the fact is, the only definition of that act is murder, crime against humanity. And I hold you in contempt. So if you're a Vietnam vet and you're listening to this and you're getting a little irate or a little upset with me and my words, then you know, you better examine yourself. You better consider some facts before you go ranting and raving and threatening to kick my ass. Because I am correct. And if you believe that Vietnam was a thing to do, and you believe you went there and you went and you're like some sort of hero, you're not. Against the law. You did it. You're guilty. Case closed. Alright. You went to Iraq, you went to Vietnam, you went to Afghanistan, you belonged to Bonn. Let's take Libya, for example. Pretty much destroyed that country. The United States government and its mercenary army of murdering bastards, treasonous scum. You did, and you're guilty. You should be held in contempt, and you should be held criminally liable for what you did. I can think of another criminal, another traitor, another monster of a man. John McCain. John McCain. He's in the military, Air Force, as I recall. Whatever branch he was in, flying airplanes over Vietnam. Got bombs on those people. Murdered them from the air. Men, women, and children. Oh, let's not say it was an accident. He did it on purpose. He knew damn well what he was doing, and he knew damn well it was a crime. The heartless bastard. It's an insult to America that this pig shit motherfucker is a senator. And it's offensive that this scumbag, murderer and baby killer, is given some sort of status in this country and in the government. It's just absolutely absurd. Insane. Yeah, his plane got shot down, he got arrested, and he got sentenced to a prison, North Vietnam prison. I know it was no, it wasn't a cakewalk. I know it was unpleasant. I know it was not, possibly they didn't treat him very well. Didn't treat him, you know, they sure as hell didn't treat him as a hero. And they certainly didn't give him any measure of mercy when it came to, you know, murdering their people. He got caught. He got put in prison for it. It might have been a bamboo cage in the jungle, whatever. But he got caught. He paid a price for his crime. 5 years, 5.5 years, prisoner of war. Now he was a prisoner, just plain criminal prisoner. Committed a crime against those people in international law, and he was a prisoner. He was found guilty of the very fact that he got caught in the act, murdering innocent people. He's a despicable, subhuman scum. No respect for him. And anyone in this country that does have respect for him are fools. Low-life fools. And I have contempt for them as well. Alright. You went. You saw. You conquered. No, you didn't. Alright. You can be mad at me all you want. You're not mad at me. You're mad at the fact that the truth doesn't fit your ignorance, your stupidity, your delusions. I think you'd be ashamed of yourself for believing the nonsense that, oh, they're fighting for freedom. They're fighting for our freedom. What kind of imbecile would believe that? Seriously, that's just unbelievably stupid. Unfortunately, I hear a lot from those people. I have had there's a local gal. Her family has been heavily invested in the military in the United States. She takes it personal when someone like me suggests that her family participated in crimes against humanity. They may have not personally went to Vietnam, actually shot those innocent people, dropped bombs on villages of innocent people. They should have known better. Should have had a little bit more respect for humanity, a little bit more respect for common decency and freedom and the law. You just don't go places and murder people. It's just wrong. And this lady, this woman, young lady local here, was somewhat fascinated with me in the beginning, but then I started talking about her, well, about not her particularly or her family in particular, but the fact is that people who are in the military are participating in a terrorist organization and cooperating with the enemy of freedom and America and the Constitution. And so You're a soldier, you took an oath. I took the oath way back, a long time ago. I took that oath seriously. I didn't go in the military because of that oath. They administered the oath when I was inducted into the military. I can't say I was really inducted because I wouldn't go. Refused, which I'm very proud of. I would do the same today. Hell no, I won't go. I'm not a draft dodger. And to be honest with you, if you were a draft dodger during the Vietnam War, then that's an honorable thing. Because any way you can get out of participating in crimes against humanity is honorable. You can say, no, I'm not going to go across the country around the world somewhere and murder those innocent people just because the United States government tells me to, then you're an honorable person. And if you stood up to the government and said no, I call you a hero. You don't really qualify as a hero, you just qualify as a sane, decent human being. There's no sane, decent human being would agree to go to Vietnam or Iraq or Afghanistan and commit crimes against humanity. It's just, you're just despicable. Alright. What else do I have to say about this? Well, let me think. Hold on. I'll be back in a minute. Alright, I'm back. Now here's something currently that I find absolutely, it just boggles my mind. It is well known fact, not my fact, a fact, proven fact, that the United States government has gone to the Middle East, has terrorized those people, has murdered those people, has killed countless tens of thousands of people, murdered them, unjustifiably, insanely. And we hear this concept that, oh, they hate us for our freedom. Anybody that believes that nowadays, you know, considering all of the facts, all the details that have come about and have become public knowledge, anyone who believes that nowadays is just an idiot. The fact of the matter is, these people in Afghanistan, Arabs, Muslims, and so on, I'm going to get into the Muslim thing. I wish that people were more intelligent and more receptive of hearing truth, hearing logical observation. It's too much to hope for, I guess, that everyone would suddenly become intelligent and sane people. It's not human nature, apparently. The fact of the matter is, the United States government has been meddling in the affairs of foreign countries for decades. The United States government has invaded foreign countries illegally. The fact of the matter is, we have gone over there, we, meaning the United States government and its mercenary, murdering gang of military thugs. I've gone over there and murdered people, destroyed their country, and still continue doing so today. No, we're not going to Iraq defending our freedom. They're not going to Iraq or Afghanistan or Pakistan or Syria or any of those other places to defend this country. That's just absurd. The fact of the matter is, those people hate us because, one, our government murdered them, their people, destroyed their country, still destroying their country. Libya, for example, bombed that country back into the Stone Ages. A despicable, heinous crime against those people. There is no excuse. There is no excuse. There is no apology. I'm sorry. It's just outright barbaric. The people who participated in that, the United States government, the legislature of this country, the president of this country, the soldiers, American military, and civilians who support that kind of insanity are contemptible. They hate us because we're on their country, on their property, murdering them. We've been doing it for decades, and it's time for that to stop. I don't see that stopping anytime soon with Hillary, the cunt puke bitch that she is. Talk about a crook. Talk about a lying, murdering piece of shit. The fact that she's running for president, the fact that people are actually voting for her for president, is ludicrous. I can't imagine anybody voting for this known criminal traitor. I just can't. It boggles my mind. These people have got to be like fucking retarded. Same. Huh. And then we got that lunatic Donald Trump. I'm not going to get into him. He said some things that are just stupid, ridiculous, insane, unbelievably ridiculous. But a lot of people voting into it. All I can say is, may the gods help us. We may very well be doomed. Alright. What do you expect these people to do? You go to somebody's country and you drop bombs on people's houses and murder them, their families, their wives, their children, their mothers, their fathers, so forth. And what do you expect? They're going to hate you, and they do. They have every right to hate you. If you come to my house and murder my family, I'm going to hate you. And I have a pretty good chance I'm going to come and get you. You know, some way or another, I'm going to make you pay for your crime against humanity for murdering my family. Call it vengeance if you like, but justice is a better word. So, people say, oh, you're on the side of the enemy, you're on the side of the terrorists. Well, let's keep in mind, George Washington was a terrorist. Let's keep in mind, the founding fathers of this country were traitors to their country, to England. They were British citizens at the time. Like I said, the application of the word traitor depends on the intent and the purpose by which you use it in your communications of your idea about those particular people, whoever they may be. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. All right, here's the thing. What about these terrorists? What about these people defending their countries and avenging the murder of their families, their friends, their neighbors, their fellow countrymen? What about that? What should we do about that? For one thing, acknowledge the fact that your government, the United States government, started it, committed these crimes against those people, and those people have every right to defend their homes and avenge their families and bring justice to bear against the criminals, the war criminals such as Bush, Obama, various other presidents, and certainly the majority of the senators in this country. And I think they have every right to be angry at us for allowing our government to do that to them. It's logical. It's sound, rational, decent. The people deny this. I can't tell you how many people have denied this. How many people have actually said things that show that they are living in total denial. They absolutely refuse, totally refuse to acknowledge the fact that their government is evil and has committed these crimes against humanity. And that is why the terrorists are here, to kill us. They justify it. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. I don't think violence is a good idea, no matter who does it. But I don't think there's any doubt that they have justification for aiding us. And it's not for our freedoms. It's because we're tyrants, bullies, and barbarians. And we're totally irresponsible as the citizenry because we didn't do a damn thing to stop our government from doing it. We even participated in it. We funded terrorism, paying taxes to this empire of destruction and hate. We buy into that. Hate. That fear, that hysteria, that paranoia. I don't, but most Americans do. All right, I think we've covered that. So remember, parting words. They hate us because we killed them. They have every right to be pissed off with Americans for not doing anything to stop the government of this country from continuing to invade, occupy, and murder in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other parts of the world. It's pathetic. These words of Thomas Paine: it is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government. I'll catch you again later.